Hey, welcome to Kingsway Caringba. We are a community inspired by love to live differently. I'm Dave, one of the pastors here. It's so great to have you with us. We pray this teaching will inspire you, build your faith, and lead you to a life of fullness and freedom in Jesus. Enjoy the message. Well, good morning, church. I've just come fresh out of hair and makeup and feeling mighty fine. Great to be with you this morning. If you've got your Bible, I'm going to be reading to us from Matthew chapter 21. So if you need a moment to go and grab it off the shelf, go and do it. It's Palm Sunday, and what an amazing time Avril led us in communion, in bringing to the front of our minds the moments surrounding Jesus' entry into Jerusalem as we approach Easter, a critical point in the story. And I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1. And it says this: "Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, "The Lord needs them," and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." You see, this moment in Jesus' life was up there on the chaos ratings. There was, in Scripture, there's floods and there's fires and there's great escapes and the Exodus, and there's all kinds of things going on in Scripture. But this particular moment rates up there in one of the most chaotic situations. Only just a matter of hours ago, if not a day or two ago, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. And that caused a huge stir, a huge uproar among the community. A crowd was beginning to swell. The Pharisees were all beginning to question at an even louder volume, "Who is this guy?" They were vying for his death in an entirely new way. They'd shifted to a whole new gear. People were divided as to who this man Jesus actually was. The nation was in upheaval, wondering if this was in fact the much anticipated Messiah who was to come. Just top button there, Chrissy. We've got a little bit of a technical issue going on. We've got an alarm going off on the side there. Wonderful. The joys of doing things live. Hey, we're making it up as we go. Hope you're enjoying it. So there was an incredible social, there was incredible political, incredible economic, and even most importantly, spiritual chaos surrounding this moment. And I've got to pause for a think and wonder how much of this is so relevant to us today. And I'd say a lot. The timelessness of God's word is very profound right now. That in this time of social and political and economic, physical and spiritual chaos, I believe God's word has something for us this morning. So the people of Israel, God's people, they were waiting for their victorious king, the promised Messiah, the one who would come and set them free from the Roman Empire. They were expecting this Messiah to be someone who would ride into town on a purebred, thoroughbred horse with long flowing hair and the big bow and arrow, fully equipped, ready to take over and to bring new order to the place. But that's not what they got. They got Jesus on a donkey, on a road lined with people waving palm branches. Not what you'd expect of a coming Messiah. In our brief few moments this morning, I want to encourage you from the Scriptures on two thoughts on how to ride into chaos. Because this is exactly what Jesus is doing. On his donkey, with palm branches all around, he is riding into chaos. And if your experience is anything like mine has been over the last couple of weeks, and dare I say it is probably similar, that we are all riding into a sense of chaos. The first thought on riding into chaos is that we, like Jesus, must ride with humility. See, the donkey was a symbol of Jesus and his way of operating in the world. In the thick of people's expectations of what a saving king would look like, Jesus flipped the script. He didn't ride into town on a 12-foot tall, war-ready thoroughbred. He came riding on a donkey. Humility, they say, is thinking less, not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. I'd call that being a good human and not necessarily being humble. It's just baseline humanity, is to think of other people before yourself. It's basically saying, don't be a tool. Humility is the place we find ourselves in when we hand our lives over to God. When we say, I don't have the answer. When we can say to ourselves, I can't actually get myself out of this situation. Humility is when we say, I need someone to step in and help me out. That's humility. You see, Jesus knew very well what he was riding into. He could have played the I'm God card and ordered the horse Uber, the war horse Uber, instead of the donkey Uber, but he didn't. He placed himself into the hands of the Father and trusted that he would make a way through for him. That's humility. That's how Jesus rode through chaos. And can I encourage you today that not having all of the answers is okay? That not knowing how to feel right now is okay? That not knowing how to be a teacher and a mum at the same time is okay? That not knowing how to be a teacher and a dad who works and a parent and all of the responsibilities that you all carry at the moment is okay? Not knowing what the future holds for us as a community at the moment is okay? Not knowing about the future of money and jobs and health, though stressful and worrisome, is okay? Because you have a Father in heaven who loves you and who will make a way through for you. And the second thought on riding through chaos comes from how people responded to Jesus on his donkey. They lined the streets and waved palm leaves. See, palm leaves in scripture and also historically are a symbol of victory. This was what happened when a victorious king would return from war. It was, if you like, their ticker tape parade, where we throw big parades in the cities and throw confetti and everything from the buildings. People would line the streets for a victorious returning warrior from war to celebrate their successes. The heroics of brave and victorious soldiers were celebrated with palm leaves. And in exactly the same way, this is what the crowd were doing. They were declaring, this was an announcement that this Jesus riding on his donkey was a victory for their nation. That he was coming as their victorious king. And, you know, it got me thinking, what does victory in chaos look like for us? Especially in the chaos of coronavirus that we find ourselves in. See, victory doesn't look like a cure to this pandemic. Victory doesn't look like a stimulus package hitting your bank account. Victory isn't your favorite restaurant opening again. Victory isn't being able to hug your favorite friend. Victory isn't about an economy being stabilized. Victory isn't about being able to go to the movies again. Victory isn't even the flattening of the curve, as has been spoken so loudly. These are all, no doubt, absolutely helpful, worth working for and praying for, but they aren't at the end of the day victory. Palm Sunday was about victory of another kind, and today is about being reminded of victory of another kind. You see, victory is riding on the promise of God's word. This is what Jesus was doing. This donkey was prophesied throughout scripture. Jesus was literally riding into chaos on the promises of God. And can I encourage you this morning, keep riding on the God says. There are things that God has said to you. There's things that God has said to your family. There are things that God has said for this church. There are things that God has said for our community that we find ourselves, be it Jenali, in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh, the Sutherland Shire. There are things that God has said. Riding into chaos means riding victoriously on the promise of what God has said. Victory is in desperate hunger for a Savior. Victory is in obedience to the Word of God. Victory is in gentleness and humility. Victory is in the announcement of His name. And if you find yourself in that place of struggling and anxiety and worry, call on the name of Jesus. There is victory in His name. Victory is laying down your life to the will of the Father. We see this in Jesus' life all throughout. Victory is in forgiveness. Victory is in loving without judgment. And as we look toward Easter next week, we are hopeful because victory is defeating the very thing that they said that we couldn't be. We know that we have victory in Jesus because He rose from the dead. That victory is in resurrection and victory is in Jesus. So today, friends, victory is being loved and pursued by a living and sovereign God. And what I love is that in the midst of all of the noise and all of the chaos, nothing robbed Jesus of His peace. Nothing distracted Him from the uniqueness of who He was, His own identity. And nothing distracted Him from His mission. And as you ride through this chaotic time, know that this thing cannot steal your peace. It cannot steal who you are. And it cannot steal the very purpose for which you have been placed on this earth to live out. Let me just finish with this scripture. I'll get Bretto to come back up here. It's from Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. If you got your Bible there, turn to it. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. This is John writing. As I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. See, this moment, this day, this Palm Sunday for us isn't just an entree to Easter. This isn't just about doing the Palm Sunday thing the week before Good Friday and Easter Sunday. This is an act, our joining together, be it online or wherever you might find yourself right now. This is an act that points toward the eternal worship of an eternal God, and we declare together that salvation belongs to our God and it's Him who sits on the throne. And so be blessed this morning as you walk into the chaos, walk with humility, knowing that you can surrender your life to a God who loves you. And know that you can walk in a sense of victory because Jesus goes before us and He has conquered everything and gone before us in all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you've been blessed by this teaching. If you'd like to connect with us, make a financial gift, or find out more about Kingsway Churches, head to kingsway.org.au. Have a good one.